Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Over the weekend, residents in and around East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, protested the police shooting and killing of the unarmed teenager Antoine Rose II. But on Wednesday, Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala Jr. announced criminal charges against Officer Michael Rossfeld. Here to fill us in with the latest details is Megan Guza, criminal justice reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review. Megan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So yesterday, Allegheny County DA Stephen Zappala announced criminal charges against the officer involved in this case. Tell us about those charges.
Right now it's one overarching charge of criminal homicide, which in Pennsylvania, that's the base charge. It can encompass anything from voluntary manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter, and first, second, or third degree murder. The district attorney has said that he thinks he has the evidence for third degree murder, but he wants the option to prosecute murder in the first degree.
And when he thinks he has the evidence, does he mean beyond the video that we've seen, or...?
Beyond the video, there were about a half dozen witness statements, a lot of them corroborating what was seen in the video, and just the officer statements on his own as well.
What are the reactions that you're hearing from people in different communities that you're covering, where Antoine Rose lived and went to school, about this latest development?
It's a range of emotions. It's base level, you've got relief. A colleague of mine went out to the housing complex where Antoine lived and talked to some neighbors, and she broke the news that charges had been filed to some people there, and the reactions were just one woman broke down in tears, said, "Oh my God, my prayers have been answered. Thank you, Jesus." Others who knew him say, you know, he can be at peace now. There's also a lot of cautious optimism because I think there was a lot of people were doubtful that charges would be filed.
And I think there's also a lot of skepticism, no, about whether or not these charges will ultimately end in a conviction. Often with these cases, that's not the case.
Right. What a lot of people are kind of feeling is, you know, this was the first hurdle. Again, this was the first step we needed to get past. Just having charges filed is, I don't want to say cause for celebration for people who wanted to see this. But again, there's a sense of cautious optimism. And now it moves on to, you know, pushing and hoping for a conviction.
And let's talk a little bit about the police departments in this community. How are the municipalities in Allegheny County laid out?
In Allegheny County, you have the city of Pittsburgh, which has its own police department. And then you have, it's more than 130, I believe, municipalities all across the county. And at least 118 of them have their own police departments. So you have all of these small boroughs, townships, municipalities, and many of them, again, hire their own police force. And some of these police forces are fewer than 10 officers. The East Pittsburgh Police Department had 8 when this happened.
And what's the relationship like between the Allegheny County Police Department and the smaller police forces?
It depends on the department. The district attorney noted yesterday, you know, we have 118 police departments. Some of them are run very well. Others we have to keep an eye on all the time. The way it works is there's also an Allegheny County Police Department, and anytime there's a violent crime, a non-fatal shooting, or a homicide, they will come in and take over the investigation for municipal police.
And is that what's happening here?
Yeah. Anytime there's an officer-involved shooting, Allegheny County Police generally run the investigation, and that is what happened here.
And are you hearing, where do we think this is going? What are some of the next steps that you're looking out for in this case specifically?
The first one is that the protests have not slowed down. I think there was a little bit of expectation among county, municipal, city officials that this might kind of put people at ease. They might let up a little bit, but there were just last night 2 protests outside of the officer's house. The next step is just watching what happens. There is a preliminary hearing scheduled for next Friday. I suspect that will probably be continued because, you know, this is a high-profile case. His attorney is going to want more time. And in Pennsylvania, you've got the preliminary hearings, and that's where a judge decides if there's enough evidence to move forward to trial. Right now, that is scheduled for Friday. But like I said, well, it's a wait-and-see game to see if that actually happens.
Megan Guza is the criminal justice reporter for the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review. Megan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.